Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Come in. I'm so excited to have you here. Welcome especially to the newcomers, current comers. You know that I love you. Thank you for always being here, supporting the show, and here to gain wisdom. Vibe, what is vibe? It's an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And it's also short for the word vibration. What level are you vibrating at now? Check in on yourself. Have you been in a mode of complaint? Well, if you have, switch it up right now. That's not allowed in the Secret Vibe Lounge. And how do you switch it up? By simply asking yourself the question, what do I want? You see, when you focus on what you want and can give gratitude for what is on its way, because where your focus goes, your attention goes, then you will then attract it. So let's have you focusing on what you want. Ask yourself right now, what do I want? Sit down, grab your favorite beverage. Let's get it on. Let's turn your vibe on. So this morning I came downstairs and I looked outside of my window and I could see my car just sitting there. And I looked at it and I thought, wow, my car just looks run down. It looks neglected. I've not washed it in months. It just looks like it's been weathered and beaten. It's just been sitting there. And as I looked at my car, I saw that someone had put a sign on it asking, well, if you're selling the car, please contact this number. And it got me to thinking that ownership is so important. Imagine that I sold that car and 2 days later you end up or find yourself doing a double take. It's the same license plate number, but could this be the same car? Because what you're looking at is gleaming and shining. The bodywork on the car, it's so vibrant. The colors, it's so clean, it's so pristine, it's glowing, it's radiant. And it got me to thinking about ownership. And it got me to thinking about relationships. You know, isn't it the same when you can have a woman in a relationship? And this is the same case for men, but you know, I like to talk to the ladies. Where you see a woman and she's under the ownership, and I use the word loosely, guys, you know what I mean. And you see a woman and she is shining, she is radiant, she is beautiful, she just has it going on. And you know that she's in a relationship where she has been enhanced, she feels enhanced by the relationship that she is in. She is more shiny than when she went in, she is more vibrant, she's more radiant now that she's in this relationship. I say more because it wasn't that she wasn't before, but now she's more. She's exuding this love that is allowing her to bloom in the relationship. And I thought of the case where you see some women and they look run down. They were shiny and beautiful, and they enter into the ownership, and I say it loosely, of a relationship with a man. And now all of a sudden, what do you see? They're looking like my car. They're looking battered, worn down, derelict, beaten down. That radiant glow that they had is now a dull colour of what they were before, because of the ownership that they were in. I'm asking you a question. What type of relationship are you in? Can you relate to that? Have you seen that? Have you witnessed it? Have you been that? You know, I could just imagine, you know, the older West Indian saying, you know, I'm of West Indian descent. But weird. Is that Miss Jacob's daughter? Miss Jacob's daughter that was so shiny and clean. Look how she looking since she involved herself with that man. You know, you have those people that look and they observe, right? Because it's so obvious. And so it got me to thinking about how important it is to look at the small things when you get involved in a relationship. Is this person enhancing you? Are you looking shinier than you did before? You know, recently I was speaking to an Igbo man of the Igbo culture of Nigeria. And he said to me that in their culture, it is expected that a man provides and look after his woman. He said they will even cuss you. Men will cuss you and say, if you're not looking after your wife, look at you. Look at your wife. You can't even look after your wife and you want to do business with me. Huh? You want to do business with me and you can't even look at your wife. Look at the way your wife is looking. And so the wife is an extension of the man. He said to me, in their culture, you will more find the man is looking not as glamorous or as, you know, hoity-toity as his woman. You must ensure that your woman looks right, that she is taken care of. She is the fruit of your labor. She is the representation of your prosperity. And I thought about it and I thought, wow, look at the different cultures and the way it just shapes the entire relationship. And I love those terminologies. I'm a traditional type girl, but I like that terminology, protected and provided for. Protected and provided for. And I think it really got me started this morning when I was thinking about the word dominion. And as I reflected on the word dominion, the words came to me that, why do we fight for what is already ours? In other words, why do we try to gain what we already have? It's a mindset, isn't it? It's a mindset. You see, in this world, we're told to strive for things, but they're already ours. In the word, it tells us they're already ours. And I thought about that phrase that they say, you're a product of your environment. However, is it not much more empowering to think, no, my environment is a product of me? You see, when you have a self-image of yourself, you will attract an environment that is a reflection of your self-image. In other words, you will attract an environment around you to preserve your self-image. It's not the other way around. And it's a much more empowering thought to, you see, we have dominion over all things. Even if you were born in the slums, for example, of India, or you're born in a very poor environment, it doesn't mean that that is where you have to stay. Think about it. I'm a product of my environment, or my environment is a product of me. You have the power to change what you see. And so I was thinking about dominion. You know, in the Word, God created Adam and Eve to have dominion over all things. He's telling us that we have the power to have dominion over all things. You see, Adam and Eve were not a product of their environment. No, the environment was created first, and then Adam and Eve were placed in the garden to have then dominion over the environment and to have dominion over the animals, the plants and the trees, and to name them accordingly. And we have forgotten that we have dominion, that we have ownership. We have dominion and we have ownership. We have the ability to shape our environment around us. And that's a very important thought, because then it cascades, doesn't it? It cascades into all areas of your life. Imagine just walking with that empowering thought within yourself. I have dominion over all things. I run things. Things don't run me. And knowing that what is outside of yourself is a produce of who you are. And so I looked at my car this morning. I looked at my car and I just felt so sorry for my car. And I just thought, look at it. It still looks like it's in lockdown. It still looks, it needs to be washed. It's been sitting there. The battery's died. It's neglected. It's a product of me. I've not taken care of it, and I own that. I own it. So look around yourself right now, wherever you are right now, and look at the environment that is around you. Are you taking dominion over what's around you? Are you taking dominion over how you show up? You see, when you take ownership of who you are, take ownership of how you show up, take ownership of your skills and your talents and your abilities and your uniqueness, you're taking dominion over all of that. And you get to decide the imprint, the footprint that you leave behind. You're in a position to leave a legacy. You see, it all starts with you. It all starts with you taking care and taking ownership and dominion over yourself. And once you know that you can empower your own self just by being that person, you're given permission for others to do the same. You become a shining example. It's like you can't give salvation, okay, if you don't have salvation yourself. You can't give what you do not have. You've got to work on you. You've got to work on saving yourself. Yeah? You've got to work on aligning yourself with the will of God. You know, I was reading A Course in Miracles the other day. And it said that I am holy. And it kind of felt at first difficult to say that I am holy. I'm living in this world where, you know, there's so much temptations and, you know, God knows that I'm not a saint. But in the book it said, anything that God creates is holy. God is holy. So therefore, anything that he creates is holy. So that is my true identity, that I am holy. And when you think about it, you know, like your mind, you're in this world, you've got two minds. There's the God mind and then there's the world mind. And there's this constant battle, isn't there, in between. You know, in the word, it talks about Jesus walking amongst us. Be of the world, but be not of the world. And that takes great discipline, doesn't it? It means you have to take control of your thoughts. The way that you think determines how you feel, and how you feel determines your actions, and your actions determine your results. And if you look at your results around you and you do not like it, you have to be really honest with yourself and know right now that you are not a victim. They're your results. And if you don't like your results, then you can change it by taking dominion over your thoughts, taking ownership over your thoughts. And in that, you are taking responsibility of self. You see, too many of you are walking around with this mindset that you are a victim. But what you don't realize is that when you think like that, what you're actually doing is you're giving your power away. You're giving your power away. Because essentially what you're saying is that everybody out there has the power to press your buttons. They can say something and you just fly off at the deep end because you're reactionary. Let me tell you something. When you know yourself, you don't have to defend yourself. There will be no need to feel like you defend yourself. Because no one can press your buttons. And it is a walk in life. It's not easy, especially when you start to develop this new way of thinking. But you have to exercise self-control. In fact, it's one of the fruit of the spirit that God's word talks about. Self-control. Being able to discipline your thoughts, to take dominion and ownership of your thoughts, responsibility of self. And so try on for size today. Know that you are the common denominator of everything that is swirling around you. You're the common denominator. Yes, you co-create with others, but take responsibility of your part in the co-creation. And that's why I love my book, The Difference, which you can find on Amazon, by the way, on my website, ValerieAcampbell.com, because it speaks about being the difference. You see, there's a difference between making a difference and being the difference. You see, being the difference means leading by example. You know, there was a once famous person that said, listen, if you want to see change, be the change. Don't ask what your country can do for you. Ask what I can do for my country. JFK. Anyone can make a difference. You can make a difference. Yes, you can donate to a charity or something like that. And yes, you can make a difference, and that is great. But set yourself up to be the difference. Set yourself up to take ownership of how you show up. Because by doing that, you are setting an example and you are setting a legacy. Think about the greats, Martin Luther King, for example. He was the difference, wasn't he? He was the walking difference. Be the difference. And so we talk this morning about taking ownership. A huge subject that my book addresses is perspective. The fact that as individuals, we all have perspectives. And just because we have a perspective doesn't mean that it's right or wrong. There is actually no difference between the two, because that's all it is. It's just a perspective. And I talk about the fact that it's different from vision. The fact that God has vision is what allows him to be in a place of dominion and ownership. Why do I say vision? Vision because God is everywhere. He's in a dimension where he's not limited by time and space and, you know, the restrictions of a physical body. And us being made in his image, we are also not restricted except by our physicality. And we know that. We've tested that all the time. I'm sure you've thought about somebody, and then all of a sudden that person rings or somebody mentions that person's name. That is how powerful we are as human beings. And I just wanted to touch on vision, which is the first part of the formula: vision, intention, belief, and expectation. Okay. Vibe. Because when you have vision, where you can plug into God's vision, you will see the world as you've never seen it before. You know, I always say, like, park your perspectives. I lead a prayer meeting in the week, and I always say, park your perspective at the door. And the reason why I say that is because this is time to plug into God's vision time. That's what it's about. Because we can look at a situation with a very limited range, within a limited range of view, and not come to the best conclusion. But when you can plug into that, most respectfully, higher intelligent God, whatever word you use to ascribe to that higher power, that has a vision that surpasses your understanding, that's when you can plug into a true solution for your problem. And we're not taking the time to truly and really appreciate that. Don't get me wrong, some people are, but we need the whole world to do this. Because they're actually putting the horse before the cart. You're putting, I don't know if I said that right, but you know, in the right order. I always get those two confused, the horse before the cart or the cart before the horse. But you know what I mean, the horse goes in front, right? We have to plug into the vision of God because he sees everything. And then from that place you project that. You see, when your mind is renewed with God's word, God's scripture inside of you, and then you project from that place, you will notice that the environment around you changes. Remember I said earlier that you create an image and then you attract an environment that is in line with your image. So you can create a new self-image based on the word of God and create an environment that is a reflection of that, to preserve that. And You see, when you do that, you project a world that is in your mind. You see, real vision is not limited to concepts such as near and far. Real vision is not only unlimited by space and distance, but it doesn't actually depend on your eyes at all. The mind is its only source. So what you find is that when I'm doing these shows, I'm speaking into your mind. I'm speaking into the truth of the person of who you are. Not the ego. It's my intention to help strip away those lies. Okay? So that you can see properly. True sight comes from the mind. True vision comes from when your mind is plugged into God mind. But it first starts with you having the understanding that your perspective means nothing. And just be open-minded to know that there is that which lies beyond your perspective. So that's the first start to seeking and having true dominion around that which is around you. Open up yourself. Know that you're much bigger than you think you are. And so, I come back to that fact that you're not a victim of the world that you see. You're not a victim of that limited range that you see. There's so much more to you. You see. And that's why you can empower yourself in such a way by owning that. I am not a victim of the world that I see. I can take dominion over all things. With God, all things are possible. And this is how we have to walk in this world with that mindset. We have to be very conscious about enhancing the relationship, developing the relationship that we have with ourselves. That is what self-love is. The word says, love your neighbor as you love yourself, but you can't love your neighbor. Yeah. Until you really start loving and appreciating who you are, not who the world says you are, not all of that indoctrination and, you know, tell lie vision, as a friend of mine once said. Who are you really? Who are you really? Your spirit first. Your spiritual being having a physical experience. That's why the word says that you must worship in spirit and in truth. The two, you see, come hand in hand. In spirit and in truth. And so I'm just recording this message to you this beautiful Sunday morning in London. I've not too long woken up, reflected on the word. And that's what came to me. That is what came to me this morning. Take dominion over your lives. And when you're identifying yourself with a partner, is that person enhancing you? Do you feel enhanced by that relationship? But remember, it first starts with you enhancing the relationship that with yourself, for you to even put yourself in a relationship where you feel as if you've been neglected, derelict, dull, distant. No. We don't want that. Okay? We don't want that. So start to look at your environment, and I want you to just leaving you with the words today that I am holy and I have dominion over all things. Listen, if you like this show and you just want to reach out and just give feedback.
completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.